This podcast exists because of the team at CASCM. At CASCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short-form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit CASCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter.
So you coming in here, first of all, we're grateful that you're here to talk to us. It's the middle of the day. I think it's a Wednesday. You know, the days come, they come and go, but here, and you're sharing the story. And about a year ago, year and a half maybe or so, you started sharing your story. I mean, you've always talked and shared your story. But we're getting it out there more. You're getting it out there more.
Yeah.
There's different mediums. We've talked about social media. We've talked about audio. We've talked about you're at events and you're talking to people. You do presentations. Why now? Why are you sharing your story? Why the word is content. Why are you creating content? You know, it could be, well, some wise person once told me I should probably do that, right? But what is it for you to create content? Because they just did some video work, and it wasn't just you. It was other people talking about what C12 meant to them. They don't get on camera. They don't get on audio. They don't get the mic out and start saying this stuff unless they believe it. Those aren't those people. Right. Some people will do that and they'll con you. That's not this.
Yeah.
Why?
One thing about that. So before I say why, I would say that, you know, our members participate a lot in the growth of C12, and they're willing. It's always been our operating strategy has always been give members value and then give members the opportunity to express the value they're getting to other people. And some of those people will want to come and join. That's been our operating strategy since the very beginning. And now the good news is people like you and your team are helping us to do that more than just getting 5 people to come to breakfast. You know, we can put that on LinkedIn. We can put that on other social media platforms. We can put that out in the marketplace in more exciting ways. And because it's members doing that with no expectation of return, I mean, the only thing they get out of doing that is the satisfaction of thinking that they're helping to build this and that they're going to have stronger board tables. That's all there is. There's no compensation for that kind of stuff. And so the fact that they do it is incredible to me, that they're willing to take time to do these videos and say these things. The why, I'm willing to share a story. We talked about my being Italian. Well, in an Italian family, you know, you don't talk about the family to anybody, right? It's like the Godfather, right? You don't talk outside the family. So, I mean, I spent my whole life, you know, not talking outside the family or my younger life. And I think as I started to really deepen my faith, then I realized that if you want to connect with people, you have to be vulnerable and you have to be willing to talk about yourself and not just the good stuff. Because good stuff's okay, but that doesn't really connect with people. It's when you connect over struggles or, you know, things that are happening, real life, that you really connect with people. So that really started me on the journey of talking more about my personal life, which, you know, was a total role reversal. The reason why we're doing it now and the reason why, you know, your team is so valuable to us is because we believe that C12 Greater Charlotte should be more than just some groups of CEOs around tables, and that it should be many CEOs around tables with lots of people like me leading those groups. And that even if they're not sitting around the table, we have a message for them. We have something for them to hear, that there's a way to lead businesses and make a difference in people's lives and have a profitable business. And those are not mutually exclusive, that you can do both. And in fact, when you do both, both prosper more. If you have a profitable business, you can help and serve people better. If you serve people better, you will probably have a more profitable business because those things show up. Employee retention, customer satisfaction levels, they show up on a P&L. They might not be under that heading, but they're under all those expenses and they're under revenues. So that message that we want to put out there we want to reach as many people in the Charlotte marketplace as we can with it. If they own a business and they join C12 and they engage deeper in that, that's exciting. If they only hear that and think about it and make a little bit of a change, that's good too.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what their background is, what their religion is, where they came from. None of that stuff matters.
People can make a difference in you know, anyone, you can make a difference in someone's life when you put their interests above your own. So if your faith encourages you to do that, if your faith holds you accountable to do that, that's fantastic. You know, and that's what we talk about around the C12 table, because we're faith-based.
Well, and that's the reason why your members are willing to share a message and a story, because you've shared the message and the story.
I think so.
And they're coming back around and be like, of course I would share any story. And that you share this authentic message that reaches somebody, to someone who couldn't join because there's not a CEO, they're not faith-based, let's say, or whatever that is, right there. They just heard the good message.
When we first thought about growing C12, it was years ago. And the model for C12 was maybe bring on one other person, maybe two other people to work in the marketplace. And so we tried to do that, and we struggled to find people, and we struggled to find the right person to come on board. But over the last couple of years, we've been talking more vision than just individual opportunity. And by talking vision, I think I've probably talked to 30 or 35 people who might be interested in being a C12 chair. And some of them are not qualified. Some of them have been qualified. Some of them are in the pipeline right now. Some are already on board. Some explored it and said, it's not for me. But the dynamic has changed dramatically from maybe talking to two people a year to talking to two people a month, three people a month, you know. So, and in the meantime, we're still talking to members and CEOs and leading groups. So yeah, that's all changed. The vision of it is exciting.
It is exciting. And then you can listen to this podcast now, for example, and you can come on here. We always say this, and they could say, I don't believe anything Tony says. Well, then you know what? You don't have to waste any time talking to that individual about being a chair or a member or whatever,
right?
Just save, talked about time a lot. This helps that. Now, I don't think people are going to think that, but that's the other end of it. They can come on and say, that's someone I would like to spend some more time with or learn from or be mentored by or whatever. I want to be a part of that community. How do I do that? Yeah. That's what content can do for you. And it doesn't just have to be a podcast. It can be a snippet. It can be something else. It could be someone, something else said, or they all come together in different parts and you hear it in different times. You're like, yes. Yeah. That's what it's about. And
we're trying to be wise with that. And I think that's why you guys are helping us do, because there's so much noise out there. How do you break through? You know, someone wants to connect with you on LinkedIn, and the next thing you know, they want to talk to you about how you can save money on your insurance or your phone bill or something, right? And it's all of a sudden, they're like your best friend because you've connected on LinkedIn and you didn't know that person yesterday and you won't be talking to them tomorrow. You know, so I think it's really how to authentically engage in it and how to meet people where they are and see if there's a genuine interest on both sides to go further. And I think that's what we're trying to do now this is who we are. If you talk to any of our members, if you talk to me, if you talk to any of our chairs in Greater Charlotte now who are leading groups, you're going to get a very similar story. We may not all use the same words, but you're going to get the same theme of just who C12 is, what we do, why we do what we do, and where we're trying to go. You're going to hear that. And if that resonates with you, fantastic. If it doesn't, okay. Challenge yourself a little bit. See that, just ask yourself, am I only working to make money? Do I only have a business to support my lifestyle? If that's where you are right now, then challenge yourself and ask yourself, am I going to feel that way 30 years from now when I'm done with this thing? Am I going to feel like all I did was get myself a bigger boat? Or have I changed people's lives? And I think when we get to those points, we're going to look back and say, I've been significant in the lives of other people, and that's my true reward. And I've had a good life, and I've provided for my family. And we've provided, you know, for others monetarily and with material things, but we've also transformed lives.
Yeah. And it takes time to get there. Like years, we talked about years to think about that, to not have that immediate return. Doesn't work that way, does it?
Not usually.
Not usually.
Not
yeah.
usually.
The one last thing I want to touch on, and you talked sure. about being hit on LinkedIn. Next thing you know, they're selling you something. And you're talking in this other world of just having these conversations and these building these relationships. There's an abundance. So the person that's reaching out to you and immediately wants to turn you into a sale, they have missed it completely. And I get it. There's some things that you can sell. I got a pair of sunglasses. They're $5. You want to buy them or not, right? And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real relationships, you know, in building business that's for the long term. There's an abundance out there. You could have a C12. He could have another group. I could have a group. Could all coexist together. We could work together even.
Right.
It's just fascinating to me.
Right.
Some of our best clients that we've had in marketing have been other marketing companies that say, we don't do this well. Can you do that for us?
Right.
In a way, we're competitors, but no, just forget, take those lines and throw them away.
Right.
We can actually work together now. I get it. Some businesses with compliance, you can't do that. There's an abundance. And I think I obviously see that. To say we can work this. I'm not trying to turn every person I talk to into a sale. That's not what you can be in sales and not have to turn everybody into a sale. And that's what we're seeing a lot. So that's where the negative on the side of social media can come in. It's like, I can see you, I hit you up, and immediately I want to sell you something. It's not what this is about. This is going deep. This is thinking big. This is taking time to really contemplate. Now, at some point, yeah, you got to push, you got to do something.
Content Matters with a Z is our content marketing company that helps entrepreneurs tell their own stories to those who care. And here's the thing. We think every entrepreneur that is willing should have their own content platform. And we want to help make that happen, both by working directly with entrepreneurs and by sharing our own stories, exploring the craft of content marketing. Content Matters, one piece of content at a time. Learn more at kazcontent.com. In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter at @Eric_Kaz or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.